It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman. And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
In the universe.
I just say, anywhere you're hearing a show, we're the best.
Yes, you do know that. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We love you guys to death. Joe Grande, what's going down?
Well, I just want to thank everybody, of course, for always calling in and leaving us great messages. We just heard from the weight loss guy who's lost another
Ron.
10 or 15 pounds. Congratulations to you, Ron. I love when you update us on your voicemails and your messages. We are encouraging you and anybody else out there that we know wants us to ride along with them with whatever it is that they're doing. Feel free.
Man.
As you see, we're in for the journeys with you guys. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, all the way.
All the way. And if you ever want to call us, that number is
1-800-420-1980.
I just wanted to see if you were on it. Look at that. Nobody has it in front of them. That number again is 1-800-420-1980. Make sure you follow us online everywhere at Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
And of course, Mark and Craig are at @pot_brothers_@_law. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
Mark is at Waslaw. His brother, Craig, big brother, is at Waslaw Dog. And I am at Joe Grande 52. So make sure you guys give us a follow. Say hello. We love all the comments, all the love that we get from everyone all around the world as we are getting prepared for another show coming up. If those who don't know about G4 Live coming up at the end of September, starting October, it's going to be a great event out there. But you know what time it is before we get into when cannabis goes bad?
It's dime time!
Dime time!
Dime time!
Do you still have your pin on you?
I don't because I'm out.
Oh,
dime time. Yeah,
man. You know, the funny thing is I spoke to them today. They're actually coming in today.
A coincidence.
And the funny part of that, though, is I think I have one in the back for you, though. I have one left.
There we go. Always dime time. And don't forget, you guys, if you're looking to add the right terpenes, Terpene Warehouse is the spot to go.
Yes.
Love the terpene guys over there and everything that they're doing. I was just actually talking to Dennis, one of the owners of Cali FX, and he was talking so highly about all the terpenes that make the difference, especially with Cali FX, because the effects that the cannabis uses.
The effects.
Exactly, with Cali FX, which I actually grabbed some new CBD from them yesterday.
Sure.
And I'm loving it. Mark, you're using it too, right?
Well, I'm using the CBD as well as the THC.
Right. So I used the pain relief CBD yesterday. Off the hook, I took, and he taught me how to use it, which was great. Like, hit it, hold it, and then he showed me, and I was like, I felt even funny. He's telling him, I'm like, dude, I feel this tingly, great, like, relief. And he's like, that's what I mean, and we do this, and we do that, and he's telling me all the science behind everything that Cali FX does, and I'm like, dude, this is product, you know what, Christine needs to do a better job at promoting it like you're doing.
They're doing pharmaceutical testing on it, right?
Yeah.
And they're really taking it to that next level, which you got to, you know, commend people for doing, because when people start stepping up and actually getting the right testing and bringing doctors on board and really doing things, it makes me really appreciate their work.
Yeah, so those are a few of our sponsors, of course, Connector and...
You know, one thing about Connector too, guys, is these guys are coming out with a new app and a mobile device that is going to connect the whole industry together. And I'm so excited about Connector that, you know, I couldn't even express to you what I've seen behind the scenes, and I can't wait till it launches. If you aren't part of Connector, make sure you get hooked up and become part of the Connector.
And get connected.
Yes.
That being said... Senior Mark, I know you got some When Cannabis Goes Bad stories, right?
I do.
Does it have anything to do with pig ears?
Because
that was the nickname that you had as a kid that you just spouted out before the show, and you went, damn it, why did I do that?
Or a surgery.
And I'm not pig ears anymore. I had surgery to correct that, you fat bastard, Joe. Damn it, why did I say that? We got little piggy over here next to us.
Go ahead,
pig ears.
I mean, you noticed I didn't follow up with, you know, off limits or you know.
I know. Thank you.
I thank you for that.
No, hey. Because there are certain stories, you guys, that I can't share about Mark because he makes it clear off limits.
Or any of us.
We all have that. We have a rule amongst us. It's off limits.
I mean, yeah.
You know, those are the rules.
So and you know, I didn't say it. And so I just wanted to see how long it took you longer than I thought. I didn't even think you'd get through the intro. I thought you'd intro with the pig ears. Stuff.
When cannabis goes bad with pig ears himself.
So, because you asked so nicely.
Well, the first thing I heard is you were bullied. Hold on a second. You've been bullied your whole life about this.
Well,
right, Mark?
I can't say my whole life. I'm now, going to be 54 in July. And up until I was I think it was 11 years old, maybe 12. I would get bullied and be called small ears, pig ears, because I had what was called. Here, you Googling, Joe?
No, I'm putting this in the title of the show, Pig Ears.
Nice. This is awesome.
The medical term was cauliflower ear.
Oh, yes.
Cauliflower ears.
When wrestlers fight and wrestle and roll.
And so I had my cauliflower ears because they don't know why, you know?
Well, you were wrestling on the way out.
And when I was being pushed out early,
it was all ears.
I was trying to get out. I was a preemie. And so I was born with these cauliflower ears, which would stick out and protrude. And I always wore my hair long. If you look at pictures of when I was younger, with like a kind of a mop top almost, because I always wanted to cover my ears.
Did that affect you as it, like, you know what I mean? Like, how many?
Well, hold on, because
of course it did. He had surgery. Come on.
Well, that's why he started smoking weed.
No, that didn't come till later. We don't want to know. But I was up until like 11 or 12, I'm going to have to ask my mom and dad, because they asked me one day, we can see about having some cosmetic surgery on your ear, plastic surgery on your ears.
Mm.
And I said, yeah.
Your voice is getting scratchy. You're getting emotional telling the story right now. You know, jeez, I think I need to hug you.
Hey, you know, it was... It was
bullying.
It
you
was,
were bullies.
Did you ever bring it up in therapy?
Yes.
Wow, that's a good one then.
Yeah, it was real.
During my short-lived therapy with the...
That's a good thing.
Psychiatrist who didn't believe.
You know,
in
it's
cannabis.
Funny because people would always ask me when you were heavy, Joe, heavier. You know, when I was 350 pounds, my weight never affected my mind. Like I never felt like this fat bastard. No, never. Seriously.
Stop it, Joe.
Seriously, that's why I was always.
Well,
you know,
you had.
Then why aren't you 500 pounds now?
Because there was a
well,
and never it was health. Never my emotions.
Health.
And it never affected me emotionally.
Health.
Yeah. Like Mark has been emotional about it. Like
did
I never
used
seen
to
a therapist.
Tease you though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a couple of times, but then they'd get beat up and they'd realize, I better shut up.
Yeah, like, don't say that again.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it up, big mouth.
Yeah, I wasn't beating anybody up.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, though.
Did you get beat up because of your ears?
No, I didn't get beat up. It was girls that made the most fun at me and were the most with the names.
No.
So that's what hurt the most.
It was girls.
Dang.
It was girls.
Well, this therapy session is brought to you by Smoke and Go.
Yes, well, thank you.
And then my parents... went and got me plastic surgery with somebody who was a friend of the family from somewhere, and he ended up that turned into a whole other thing, but had it done and stopped getting teased.
It's funny is that a lot of people don't realize the damage that, you know, young people do to each other when you're young. I mean, you know, people will tease you about your ears or things like that, and then, you know, next thing you know, it's like it sticks with you for so long it starts to hurt.
Well, and so as I take one of my headphones off, all the stuff, the grooves and all that's in anybody's ear.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You got an actual lip in there.
This was not here.
Wow. I just noticed
before that. Before my surgery, all it was my ears folded over into like almost a cup.
Yeah.
And they stuck out like cauliflowers. And it was all smooth in here. So they take all that, pin it back, twist and put and do all that.
Well, so you have actually two holes there.
Yeah.
The
job could have been better.
Yes.
That's a whole other story. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh,
right
here
now.
We go. Now we're starting to really look at him. I never seen him open it up. He just opened it up and it had like two holes in there. And it was like, I've never really looked at your ears. Like, I mean, I've seen your ears.
Well, here, one of my vivid, vivid memories was the IV being put in by the doctor who was acting as the anesthesiologist and the doctor, and put the IV in, and he was having trouble. But it took him like two or three pokes.
Yeah.
And then took it out, and then that was one of the worst. And then my dad was up. It took another surgery, and I mean it was crazy.
Yeah.
And here's Joe making fun of me, and now that's right, Joe. Joe, leave.
Well,
leave right now.
Joe actually walked away because he's got tears in his eyes. Right. He felt kind of bad, and I don't blame him. You know, so
well, I knew he was going to bring it. Well, I don't even know why. I just said it because I love you guys, and I'm not.
We had never talked
about it in all these years.
Well, I mean, I've talked to you a little bit about it, but not in the detail like that. Like you know, you said something about your ears, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, they don't look bad. I think they look cute on your little head. You know what I'm saying? kind of, you know, and it works for you now.
It did turn in. You know, after I turned 13, I had my new ears.
Yeah, and then
instead
was
of the girls hating
and
it,
and then you weren't a virgin anymore.
It was cute. Even the girls who hated it. What happened to your ears?
They loved it.
What do you mean? You know, nothing.
And they didn't.
Yeah, that's a whole
it.
Other story.
Is that when puberty hit and everything started changing in your life? Let's be honest.
What do we say here? I'm not discussing my
day. So, Mark, let us know when cannabis goes bad.
Oh, you know what? It's funny because I was downstairs talking to an old client of ours that you remember, Scott, and two Green Thumbs. They came to us in 2015 to set up a cooperative.
Yeah.
And you know what? And it just always reminds me of our what we kind of call the Pop Brothers at Law class of 2015, because that's kind of when we came on the scene as Pop Brothers at Law and started taking clients in who were wanting to do it properly under the rules as they were and the laws as they were back then.
Sure.
In California. And you've got companies like the Cannabis Brothers.
Yeah.
Who started with us in 2015. Secret Sesh started with us in 2015, and two Green Thumbs,
wow,
who was down there. And those are people who did everything we advised them to do, and they made it through those hard and harrowing times, and now they're, you know, they're licensed.
They're licensed,
you know?
Yeah. They're licensed guys. They've got it going on.
And they're operating properly. And so I was having a conversation with him, as you guys saw, and I was telling him a brief story. It was actually a When Cannabis Goes Bad story for a client of mine that did involved me back in 2004.
How about this, Mark? Let's break real quick and come back with that story. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Woo! Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman. Mark, let us know when cannabis goes bad.
Or what were you saying?
I was.
That was a great introduction, but yeah, what were you saying?
Well, he was actually going into that, right? Wasn't he going into?
Yeah, you missed. You can go listen to the ears talk. We're done with that. I did that with Blue. You can.
No, I heard.
To
I was
overhearing
you. I just had to pick up a call.
Okay. And, well, yeah. You know, you took care of business.
Yes, I got some more information that we needed. So
okay,
good.
So
good information.
I was.
We need to. It's too far out for him to say yes or no to.
Ah.
So that's the good information. That's okay. That's the facts.
Hey.
For those everybody's going to try to figure out what we're talking about. But
sounds like good facts to me at the
it
moment.
It is good facts. It is good facts. It's facts we need to know. So
that's good to know.
Okay. Yeah. So we were talking about a cannabis goes bad with happened about back in 2004. And, okay, just to make it real brief, I'm pretty sure I've told Blue this. Maybe not Joe. I don't know. You might start ringing bells if not. But I was representing a client that I'd represented for years, and one day he was hit. All of his companies were hit, like seven different trucks and
raids.
His house. And yeah, when I say hit, thank you.
Yeah.
Everything raided, and it was all, you know these coordinated raids come hit at the same time. And this is for cannabis.
Sure.
And the cannabis involved different entities in different states and all this other good stuff. And this was a very good, fun client of mine who had a bunch of legitimate businesses that I helped, and he had divorces, and he had all sorts of other, you know, he's one of those clients who's rich and fun and always getting into trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing wrong with that. And the only thing he dabbled with outside of anything was cannabis. And so he gets busted, the indictment federally, the indictment comes down, and his attorney is mentioned in there. And I'm his attorney. And so these allegations that I was attached to money laundering and all this other stuff. And
so then, they've been trying to get you too.
Well, and then it said murder for hire.
Whoa.
No, that's right. That's what I, what the fuck? Because everything else here's all my books. And once everything was presented, yeah, the attorney had nothing to do with
anything.
You know,
but where was the murder for hire?
So right, okay, so
you know, let's get right into that.
When my attorney, you know, gets right back to me, he's like, "I know everything is not going to be an issue. Just I know you have everything, but what's this?" And just like you said right there,
yeah,
and I said, "What? I don't know what." And so he goes, "Okay, well, they have 882 conversations wiretap between me and this client.
Oh, and so the feds were on you.
Oh, they had been following him. That's a whole other, that's another show. I don't know what that is to even talk about all that kind of stuff. But they, when I heard that, they had all these phone conversations. I was like, oh my God. Now, this was when I was a young, single attorney having good times. And, you know, the things I would call this guy and talk to him about had nothing to do with the law. And would only embarrass me. And that's what I told my attorney. And he goes, yeah, but, you know, listen to this. And he plays me an excerpt of me phone call saying, hey, did you get on that mother and daughter? And that was it. Did you get on that mother and daughter? And my attorney says, what is that? What are you talking about? And I went, oh, my goodness.
I don't remember.
I remembered exactly what it was.
Right. Oh, ironic.
I remembered exactly what I went, oh, my God, that was this one night when we went to one of the strip joints he, you know, owned or had a part in, and we were sitting there, and these two strippers were dancing for us, and he looked at me and said, that's a mother and daughter right here, Mark.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have sex with them tonight. And that was it. And then a couple nights later, I called him up. And I left a message saying, hey, did you get on that mother and daughter? I was, you know, curious.
Right.
But little did I know that he had solicited some activities from an undercover informant.
Oh, no.
And, you know,
when you say solicit, let's talk about
when you ask somebody to do something.
For sex?
For anything. No, for whatever. Hey, I want you to go shoot that person. I want you to go, like when a husband hires somebody to kill his wife.
He asked a woman to do that.
Or vice versa.
He asked
a woman.
No,
it wasn't a woman.
Oh, it wasn't.
Just an undercover informant. And that's what they thought I was talking about.
Wow.
Because he wanted the undercover informant to get on the mother, whatever. And so, but that's, I was talking about, and he goes, and my attorney goes, I knew it was something like that. But I wasn't quite sure.
Whatever happened to your client?
And so at the end of the day, because he did not give any information away, you know.
Yeah.
And others gave a lot of information away. He went away for like 6 or 7 years.
Did he? But so there was a murder involved, or
No. There was talk.
Was it about the same people though? The strippers at that point?
No.
No.
He had sex with them. That's what I was asking about. And that was all
Before you were married?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So you couldn't answer if you did too. Then,
well, yes, and right into
he said yes.
Into the whole thing was still going on. Like, I didn't tell my wife because she got pregnant very quickly, and she was pregnant as this was still going on, and she knew nothing about it. I actually had to borrow a few bucks from my parents to get an attorney to represent. I didn't want her to know this was going on, even though it's like, look, it's going to take care of itself.
Yeah, she's pregnant. She's going crazy. That's a tough one.
But I got an eye on the door, right? Knock on the door any night now. Are they coming or not? Wow. And my attorney's like, Mark, they'd have came that day, you know. But, and what really stinks is that as criminal defense attorneys, and you see it in the media, some of these criminal defense attorneys get roped in and wrapped in when they've done absolutely nothing but represented their clients.
Now you know? Can you represent yourself in a case like that?
No, I wouldn't. I immediately you'd be a fool. I guess you could, you know, right. anybody could, but no, I immediately went to a good friend of mine and got appropriate counsel and all that stuff. But, you know, and that all, it all started from stupid. What people are doing today freaking, you know, went away for.
He was talking about six years in prison. Sounds like he was talking about killing somebody.
Federal.
You know what I mean? Though?
I guess that's not what people do today normally.
Well, no.
People do that today, but I mean, you know, not to the feds.
And
I mean,
that went away as well. You know how they throw it all sometimes at the wall. And
that went away too. And that didn't stick.
No, absolutely not. And which is why mine fell away, as you know, over time. It took time and stuff, which is why, you know, I think my wife heard me telling somebody else like years later. I don't even know that I actually remembered and told her initially, she told me, when did that happen? I go, when you were pregnant, I wasn't going to bother you with this.
Sure.
Very nice of you not to worry your wife.
Yeah, not the right time, baby. You know, it's a trip because, you know, is that guy out? It's probably been 6 years now, right? Have you reached out to him?
Oh, this was, well, no, this was a long, no.
Stayed far and clear from him, huh?
So hold on. When he got out, he paid me a visit.
Oh, nice.
Gave him a nice big hug. He's bigger than you. Gave, bigger than Joe. Just a nice big bear, nice guy, big guy.
Don't kill me. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
I gave him a big hug and I said, yo, man, on the advice of counsel, I got to ask you to leave and I cannot talk to you or see you.
Really?
Yeah. And he hugged me and he goes, I understand. I just wanted to say hi and, you know, I didn't mean for anything.
So when folks get out of prison, you can't holler at them and be their friend?
No.
What do you mean?
This is completely different.
Why is that then? Why couldn't you?
With what happened.
He was being safe. Mark's being safe.
Yes, right? yes. And to answer your question now, and this was, you know, this was when he was fresh out, right? Fresh out. So I just didn't want any, that was my.
No
my,
confusion.
Let me back up. Right? They reopened the case.
As I told him, on advice of counsel. And that's what my attorney told me to do.
Stay away from this dude.
And now we could have a conversation about the 20-30 minute talk I had with my attorney going, what? I didn't do anything. This guy, you know, he's like, he's my friend. At the end of the day.
Your friend just got indicted.
Would you be able to hang out with him?
Well, hang out what? If I happen to see
him. If he called you and said, let's go have some dinner. I want to hang out with you and talk to you about some new businesses I'm doing.
I would say no. I would say, let's set up a Zoom and let's talk.
Let's record it.
Can he come to the office and have a meeting and consultation?
Can we be around the show?
No.
I mean, he's cannabis industry dude, right?
It is when cannabis goes bad and soliciting.
Well, hold on. First of all, I would seriously need to, like, look back into where all this is right now, just in terms of its own timeline.
Well, it's done. He did the crime. He did the time, right?
I understand that.
Water under the bridge.
Well, sounds like you're being a little weenie, dude.
Yeah. I couldn't hang out with my friends that came out. Jeez.
Hanging out with Pitt. What's up, bro?
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
But sometimes I get what you're saying, though.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Number one, I'm going to call my attorney and see if they think there's any issue at all.
Is he still living, your attorney?
Yes.
You know what? Go call him. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with another one, Cannabis Goes Bad.
Yeah.
Mark, where are you going?
I'm going to Donovan's basketball.
Wait, don't leave.
Blue's got a great making waves right now. What is wrong with you?
Come
well,
on.
See you later, Mark. It happens. Well, it's all good.
Well, bye. Hey, I love that record, Mark.
See you later, pig ears.
Oh, man. Dude.
Hey, I think you left the rest of your ear on the chair.
Oh, you know, it's...
There's nothing worse than having nicknames like that.
Well, it's sad because, you know, he probably was really affected by it. And I have you ever really took a look at his ears?
Oh, my God. They're looking so small. They look like...
They
look like pistachio shells that are stuck to his ears.
Yeah, like little seashells. But here's the thing, though, dude, is that he just, like, started peeling it back on me and started, like...
Looking at it?
And there's a lot going on there. Well, I didn't realize.
I've seen it before because I thought he was part Keebler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know if he was a Keebler elf. I didn't know what his deal was when I first met him.
Yeah.
And then when he started talking to me and he goes, hey, hey, and he couldn't hear me. And I was like, dude, is this like an old man
You're
thing?
So mean.
What is wrong with you? So I started talking louder to him. But yeah, exactly.
Man.
I'm just a jerk off. Blue, who's making waves
out
there?
Looking to find out who's making waves in cannabis, Cannabis Talk 101 is the place to be. Now, going down July 3rd, guys, Kush Doc, right here at Adelanto Stadium. It is about to go down. Now, if you don't know what Kush Doc is, guys, it's a festival. It's called the Kush Doc Festival. Now, I think they're going on probably 8 to 10 years of being in this festival. Now, the beauty behind this is that when it first started back in, you know, 8 years ago, you know, it was the biggest.
Well, those were the legal ones.
They were illegal.
Oh, the illegal ones.
8 years ago, okay. It was full on illegal. And so what Dr. K was doing is he was producing these outdoor festivals and having just a straight trap show, meaning they were selling You know, don't get me wrong. There was people that, that were completely legal. They're selling, you know, T-shirts and products. Yeah, one or two people, right? Yeah, there was a few people there. But most of the people there were selling just straight cannabis. But the weird part of it was actually legal because the city he was doing in it, which is Adelanto, was allowing it. So the city was like, hey, don't worry about it. We're gonna protect you. We're allowing this, you know, type of use.
Which is always nice.
Yeah, so he was so this is what we say about this, is that he was legal on a city level. He was illegal on a state level, illegal on a federal level, right? But when you're part of a city ordinance that allow and illegal on a county level, but every other you know, city though wouldn't allow anything like this. Where Adelanto actually took that step and allowed it to happen, which is why in California, Adelanto is one of the first states, I mean, the first cities to allow cannabis for medical use. And so what the whole deal was is everybody had to have a medical license to be in the store. So what a lot of us were doing is, if you didn't have your medical script, you'd go right there and there's a doctor's, there was tents with doctors. And these doctors would then sit down with you and say, hey, what's your ailments? Oh, you know, I have a hard time sleeping, or my back hurts, or I have injuries. And they used to, you know, issue. Yeah. And then you have to pay $150 to get a license on call right there. You get your medical license and you'd be able to attend at Kush Doc. So it was funny because people would show up 4 hours early just to get their medical recommendation.
Oh, hell yeah. You can go out there and blow? Come on.
And then you can go into the thing. So it had to be medical uses only. Now, also, the NAS Center started allowing it, and once they seen the medical use part of it all, and they started jumping on board. Then he went back to Adelanto Stadium. But July 3rd, Adelanto Stadium, it's going down, guys. Kush Doc. And I'll tell you what, we will definitely be there. And you know the beauty of it is?
What's
is
that?
We're going to be in full effect.
And not only that, it's just a great time. When we were out there last time, it's so many great people, such a good vibe. Everybody was super cool with each other. It's one of those events that, you know, it's out there in the boondogs if you're coming from the L.A. area. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Adelanto's, for the Southern Californians, you know, you're driving like you're going to Vegas. But once you get there, it's like an event that's no other. Everyone's out there having a great time, slapping hands, singing, dancing. There's always a performance from
sure.
X amount of groups that are going to be there, whether it's the E40s, the Two Shorts, you name it. They've had them out there. Baby Bashes. I mean, it's just entertainment. It's glass blowers. It's
everything.
Edibles. All these companies. The hot chicks. The hot dudes.
Well,
I'll be there. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
When you know, I said hot dudes,
I meant Surfer Joe.
Exactly. I'll let my hair down.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important, though, for our community to have festivals like this, especially now. But now, you know, fast forwarding, right, talking about, you know, Kush Doc and how it began, and then fast forwarding to now, is that now it's all completely licensed, right? So every single booth that's there has to go through the
has to have a license, period.
Yeah, the BBC, right?
Yeah. Which is it's all legit now.
Yeah, yeah, and so what happens is you actually get to go there, you register as a cannabis company, you go through a license, you have to have a license, and then you get that registered, and then you can not sell at your booth, but they have like a deal where you get like tickets and you can buy certain products from there, so you can literally go there and buy all the cannabis you want.
A lot of samples too, when I seen before.
Oh, man,
I mean, if you want to go dab, I mean, you're gonna be like, oh my God, I didn't know this company was just giving out dabs. Like, there's dabs all over the place.
Consumption, consumption, consumption.
Consumption, guys. Function. What's your junction?
Yeah.
Who knows that? What show that was? Anyone? Know that show?
Wait, hold on. That was anyone? Warren G. Confunction, no. Junction.
What? It was a TV show. Schoolhouse Rocks. Thank you.
You
look at Chris Franchino all pissed off. You know, remember that kid cartoon?
Conjunction, function. What?
You know, it was a cartoon, though. I wasn't thinking of the rap song. I'm thinking before. He got that from a TV show.
But Warren G did have
a cartoon TV show.
They teach you your
what were you nouns, saying, pronouns. Gino?
I said the Schoolhouse Rock teaches you like your nouns, pronouns. They still use it in school today, actually. That's the only reason why I know it, because we just had to do it for my fifth grader.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Schoolhouse Rocks?
Yeah.
And they do that conjunction function.
Yeah.
What's your whatever.
Yeah. So they're teaching you about the pronouns, the nouns, so they've made songs, and that's that one.
I still need to take that class. What is that, fifth grade? Perfect. I need to go back to that one. Lord knows, I couldn't tell you what a pronoun is right now either, but what I could tell you...
You need to watch Schoolhouse Rocks.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Schoolhouse Rocks.
Is now, my kids, I'm learning so much more with them right now. My daughter's in, what, second, going to third? My son, we're reading about snakes and all this stuff. I'm like, well, this is so interesting. How did I learn this as a kid and forget all about it?
You know, the funny thing is when we came back from... we were at the river, and the family's house out there. We were at the river house, our family house, and there was a big snake, dude. I mean, like...
Scary snake where you're like, okay.
3 or 4 feet long.
Did it touch your eye?
No.
For those who don't know, this dude's got the worst eye
double
in history.
Pink eye.
I mean, it's not even pink eye, dog. It, you know when you just see your boy falling apart? We're watching our boy fall apart. He's going to be walking. Before you know, I'm going to be holding Blue by the arm. And go, everybody, I'm going to introduce you to my man, Blue. Man. Let me walk him up to you.
Yo, dude, I mean, you know, I might have 2 patches on the next time you see me. Last time I definitely had
funny.
One.
Yeah,
last time I had
so
one.
So anyhow, you seen this big snake and you got all...
So, well, it's first of all, we thought, you know, it was black and white. It was black, all black with white stripes in it. You know, or I'm sorry, yeah. And so we were like, damn, dude, that looks like a, you know, vicious snake. And I went and looked it up, and it's a nonviolent snake. So he actually got to live, you know, because I would have had to take him out. You know, I wasn't had to take him out. But he was just slithering through. And you know, it's a trip because, you know, you don't see snakes that often here in Southern California unless you're out in the woods.
And speaking of which, there might be some snakes out there at the Cush Dock, which is out in the it's on the boondocks like that.
Anyways,
you might drive by one.
Cush Dock is July 3rd, again in Vegas on July 10th. It's going to be a great function, guys. Make sure you get a booth out there. Check it out. If you're not in the Southern California area, it is worth coming out to see it. All kinds of people from all over the world fly in to see this damn thing. And they do have live performances. They have food vendors. They have all kinds of cannabis and great new emerging companies. People that haven't started their cannabis companies that are looking to. A lot of times they'll bring their products there and they'll showcase what it would look like or what their, you know, their vision of how they're going to get there. There's a great connection.
And if
there.
You're a new company and you want to start pushing your brand out like that, that's
exactly
a great spot
what I'm
to
saying.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. If like, here's the thing. If you don't go, you don't grow.
Period.
Straight from G4 Live. You
That's
know what, I mean?
What it is.
That's
folks.
What it is, guys. So,
and remember this.
If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.